From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, February 2nd. Coming up, a new film explores Black history, identity, and culture through fictional and historical characters, all through a Black perspective, and it has an exclusive premiere in Urbana. We'll hear more on Black news, terms, and conditions in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Republican running for Illinois' open U.S. Senate seat says he supports ICE agents using face coverings to hide their identities and keep themselves safe. R. Kerry Caparelli is an online geography instructor at South Dakota State University who spent decades working in sports management and marketing. Speaking on the 21st show, he says on a scale of 1 to 10, he'd give immigration enforcement agents, quote, just short of a 10.
It's a very difficult task. So, again, they could do a better job handling the arrest or the deportation of the many, many illegals that we have in this country. And we have to remember, illegal means unlawful. And I don't have a problem if immigrants come into this country, they take the correct path.
Caparelli is one of six seeking the Republican Party's nomination for Illinois' open Senate seat. You can find full interviews with Caparelli and many other Senate candidates at 21stshow.org. The primary election for Illinois' open Senate seat is on March 17th. Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says he has many questions for Ghislaine Maxwell and her connection to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. The Democratic U.S. Senate candidate sits on the U.S. House Oversight Committee. Maxwell testified before the committee yesterday, where she avoided answering most questions by pleading her Fifth Amendment rights. Krishnamoorthy told NPR's Morning Edition that he has spent hours meeting with victims.
Those then girls have become middle-aged women now, and they've yet to receive any justice whatsoever. And I think that has kind of stiffened our resolve that we've got to get to the bottom of this.
The Oversight Committee is scheduled to call up Bill and Hillary Clinton at the end of the month. Still to come, we'll hear from some of the creators of Black News, Terms and Conditions, a new film that has an exclusive premiere in Urbana. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 52 degrees and a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 28 degrees, northwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 43 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, cloudy with a high of 41 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, Lincoln scholar Alan Gelzo, who's coming to Illinois later this week. His latest book, Our Ancient Faith, explores Lincoln's ideas about democracy and how they led him and America through the Civil War. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with Alan Gelzo next time on the 21st show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Black News, Terms and Conditions is a film that explores Black history, identity, and culture through a Black perspective with both fictional and historical characters. There is an exclusive premiere this week at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The film is directed by Khalil Joseph, best known for making the companion film to Beyoncé's Lemonade album, as well as his collaborations with Kendrick Lamar. And a professor from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, Dr. Irvin Hunt, is one of the film's lead screenwriters. I spoke with Joseph and Hunt about what audience members can see and learn in the film.
So they are going to see a very kind of hypnotic melange of Black experience. They're going to see sound sort of made in sync with these scenes that celebrate Black freedom. Scenes of this sort of ecstatic expression of Black life. And all of that is kind of held together by this figure, this historical figure and a kind of titan in African-American history by the name of W.E.B. Du Bois. And also interwoven with Khalil's own family narrative of his introduction to Du Bois, there's so many strands of the film, it's sort of hard to trace one through thread. But I think if there is one, it would be how many different ways we can think about Du Bois, which in turn helps us think about all the different ways we can think about blackness across the black diaspora. I mean, one of the most remarkable things about this film is how diasporic it is. So we go from Du Bois' young life to Du Bois' old life to his mid-career. And he's working on this encyclopedia project at the end of his life. And he believes that this encyclopedia is going to sort of help solve the problem of anti-black racism. And not just the problem of anti-black racism in the U.S., but the problem of anti-black racism kind of globally. So it's just the most ambitious project in his life that he started to undertake, with the most obviously ambitious of intents. And so it was never complete. And so one of the things that this film so beautifully harnesses is what is available for us in terms of how we imagine the future, when the very projects that we are creating to imagine a better future are not complete. You know, I feel like it sort of liberated Khalil to pursue so many different hypothetical situations and think about so many different futures of the film. And I'm sure Khalil can add more details here, but that was my take of the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had to describe it obviously for a while now, and it's really, I approach the film like an album, so it feels very much like an album, and it's an adaptation of the artwork of the same name that I started in 2018. That it was mainly interested in, like journalism, but maybe from a conceptual POV.
This decade, we've seen the release of the 1619 Project, also videos that share Black American history, which is at the same time that we have a political force that is literally banning history from schools or putting professors or teachers who teach about diversity on public databases, and they get death threats. Why is a film like Black News needed now?
You know, it's interesting. So the movie was greenlit in 2020, when the American landscape looked very different. Mm-hmm. And it was extremely, you know, progressive in its messaging and its concerns, you know, which I think is one of the reasons it got greenlit and given as much freedom as it did. And I think the studios that greenlit it were imagining it was going to come out in that type of environment. And then here we are, it came out in the exact opposite, which I kind of anticipated in an interesting, meaning I think Black News is a perennial, it's always relevant. And especially against the backdrop of American history and culture. And that's how I understand it. It's just journalism, you know, through a Black POV. In the same way CNN or BBC, we all understand it to be through a white perspective. But it doesn't mean that it can't cover the world. So the BBC will do stories on anyone and anything. But you could have Black journalists or, you know, Arab journalist for the BBC, but we all understand it ultimately to be through a white lens. And so Black News is that. It's just the world through a Black lens. We're interested, as everybody is, in everything, in furniture, in science, in biology, in, you know, sports that is inherently not racialized generally. You know, we like to hope it's not. But it's you know, we read everything like everybody else.
There's an exclusive premiere of Black News here at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, which is the land of corn and soybean fields. How did that come about? Why is it happening here?
You know, it's happening here because Khalil was gracious enough to allow us to screen the film. You know, we've been talking about it for a while, and I'm incredibly grateful for just the amount of support that brought this to fruition, an ongoing support, an incredible amount of contributors and sponsors. And I will say that, like, you know, this has been a collaborative effort. And I think that mirrors just how collaborative the film itself is and was in its creation. You know, Khalil brought me on as a screenwriter, and I, you know, I mean, it's just, there's a number of other screenwriters on there, and and a number of other directors who were able to, that he worked with too, cinematographers. I came on in Ghana. I was able to come and be on set in Ghana. And it was just one of the most, you know, beautiful, most creatively and enlivening experience of my life. And I think part of that was just how, you know, he sort of conducted everything kind of like a jazz set. How many voices he was able to harness and allow to do their own thing.
In the trailers of Black News, we see the book that's called The Africana Encyclopedia. And as you had mentioned before, the film's trajectory kind of goes from there. Is there something specific with that that you hope people 50 years from now hold on to or take away from?
I never really thought about that. It's a very useful device in the narrative device in the context of the film. It helps ground it emotionally to understand how I came to experience the encyclopedia through my father and my brother, who are no longer here. And it also helps to, I think, personalize history, which can sometimes feel very depersonalized, you know, which is something we do throughout the film. We, you know, and it's not, I know it's not specific to me and my family, everybody's family. I think it's not hard to understand when watching the film how we're all part of this thing. You know, it can very often when you listen to the news, it just feels like all this stuff is happening out there. I was also struck by how interesting and rich the Africana Encyclopedia was. It was like I was reading this incredible novel. Wow. You know, there's so much, obviously, to learn about the world and people and things that happen that you just don't learn in school. Even if you get your degree in African-American studies, so much of it can be based on scholarship as opposed to just like people and events and things and countries and inventions, you know, just like real basic animals. And so that was really exciting. And my hope, I've had people tell me they bought the book for their for themselves or their kids or their friends, which is kind of interesting and cool. It also, the irony for me is that I was kind of trolling the concept of an encyclopedia. Like Black News is almost antithetical to the idea. I mean, it's encyclopedic in some ways, but it's also interested in all the things the encyclopedia can't contain, you know, memes and, you know, dances and like all these things that aren't static on the page. You know, the idea of an encyclopedia is a very European. It's like the epitome of the European, the canon, and like a lot of stuff that happens, I feel like, in non-European context is like ephemeral. So it's interesting how a lot of people, a lot of big takeaway is the encyclopedia. When I'm kind of like, yeah, you realize that the movies, like none of the entries that I feature on in the film are actually in the book, or they aren't, they're just random pages. So it's been a fun to engage audiences with what their takeaways are.
Black News Terms and Conditions shows at the Colwell Playhouse tomorrow, Wednesday, February 11th at 5 p.m. and is followed by a Q&A with Joseph Hunt and other production team members. You can find more from the interview at ipmnewsroom.org. And for more information, visit krannertcenter.com. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Christine Herman, Malwa Iqbal, Sam Nasker, and myself. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.